it's a good day. Good day to be me. Hey, you weren't wearing makeup, baby.
Let's see if I can figure out what day it is. Where am I?
Hey.
Who is this?
Today's the good day.
What the heck are you doing here?
It's Friday.
It is Friday. It's Friday the 13th, as a matter of fact. Those of you who haven't quite figured out,
I'm going to walk under my ladder with my black hat in front of me and see if anything happens.
I know. Today is the poll at DougStephan.com today, Richie. The first of three Friday the 13th for this year. Are you worried? Are you superstitious? Oh, my heavens. Oh, it's just foolishness. Yes, I'll be glad when Friday is over is one of the options. B, I'm superstitious about some things, but Friday the 13th is not one of them. See, I'm not superstitious. Friday the 13th is just another day. And so, how are you going to approach things today? About the same as we approached things yesterday. At least, that's how we will do it here. Because
are you superstitious about Friday the 13th?
No. I'm not a triskaidekaphobic.
A triskaidekaphobic.
Triskaidekaphobic is somebody who is fearful of the number 13. I could have asked that. That would have been a good 2020 word quiz. However, I have something better in my mind for the 2020 quiz in this hour. Mr. McFadden is here. Ms. Horn she was on the red carpet last night at some big awards ceremony and therefore has not quite found her way to a studio where there's a microphone.
She posted pictures of her shoes that she was going to wear to this.
She loves to wear it. She loves shoes. She's got lots of shoes.
Whoa.
Yeah. Very big into shoes. So we have a lot of things to talk about, a lot of things to get your reaction to as we go toward the end of the week. A lot of people have sort of a retrospective view of the week. They think, okay, these things happened, that stuff happened. I'm interested in this. I'm not interested in that. Most everybody, if you were to approach people on the street and you said, hey, have you seen the video of the Marines urinating on dead Taliban soldiers, people would say, what? At least till the last 24 hours or so. And now, everybody, this thing has, this and the Haley Barbour pardons has superseded even the discussion about the GOP race for the presidency, with people in different places reacting in different ways. During the course of the week, we've talked about the Supreme Court and indecency and obscenity and all that stuff. And, yeah, there's a place for that conversation. But let's have this conversation now. You listen to some of the military analysts. And this has been, by the way, this is a news media. This is a complete news media payday. The news media, whether it's a print document, the newspaper, stuff online, are you looking at television, are you listening to the radio? This is something that everybody now feels like they can get some mileage out of.
Yep.
So before we enter into this realm of what happened, are we perhaps to question our focus on this and not focus on all the good the military does? That's part of what people are saying.
That's what they love to do.
A justifiable thing. That's the idea of the news media. The reason this country, and in fact the world, is so darn negative is because the news media takes this sort of thing and they'll tell you they report on these things because you want to know. They wouldn't report on these things if you didn't respond, react in some way, have some opinion about this. If there wasn't any interest on your part, they'll tell you they wouldn't have reported it. Now, it's the chicken and the egg. It's the tail and the dog. It's the, okay, which comes first? And so that's not really maybe the real issue. I find, as I look into this a little bit more, this video that shows what these forces are doing, they're peeing on a couple of dead Taliban fighters. And you can imagine the anger in Afghanistan. Maybe that concerns you, maybe it doesn't. Doesn't bother me too much one way or another. That's just the act of doing it bothers me, I guess.
Why?
Why does it bother me?
Yeah.
Because I think that we're better.
Human life.
Yeah, well, we're better than... Yeah, these are human beings that believe in something. We believe in something. They believe in something. We think they're wrong. They think they're right. They've killed... I heard one guy call a radio program and say, well, these guys killed all these Americans. Afghanistan didn't have anything to do with...
But the Taliban. The
Taliban didn't have anything. The Taliban supplies drugs to America. That's the Taliban is in charge... You can hear all this stuff about Hamid Karzai, the president. He doesn't control anything except Kabul, the main city in Afghanistan. Taliban is in charge of the rest of the country, and the reason that they have control is because they have so much money you can't even begin to imagine, and the reason they have so much money is because you use drugs. That's the bottom line, right. And that's what we're fighting against. We're fighting against you. American men and women are losing their lives in Afghanistan because you use drugs. That's really what the bottom line here is. Now, that's the big picture. The small picture is four men in camouflage Marine combat uniforms peeing on three corpses. And one of them jokes, quote, have a nice day, buddy. Another one made a lewd joke. And these idiots put it up on YouTube. What do they think? They put the thing up on YouTube. What do you think in this day and era was going to happen with it? Somebody's going to see it. And instantly, within seconds, this thing goes viral. And within minutes, people all over the world are looking at it. And within hours, the brass in Washington, including the Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, call Hamid Karzai to denounce the action as deplorable. They say it's going to be investigated. These guys are going to get thrown out of the service, dishonorable discharge, if nothing else. I mean, I don't know what else you do in this circumstance. I don't think it's an infraction that you send somebody to jail for, but who knows? And so the Marines have been identified, apparently, and the Pentagon goes into its mode, and we all go into our mode of, it's a horrible thing. War is terrible. Those awful things to people. All those things are true.
Let me ask you this, though.
Yes. Have I gone on long enough? 800-510-8255 for your thoughts on this. Go ahead, Richie.
You know, the first thing, my initial shock and awe reaction yesterday when I heard this was, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then I thought, you train these guys to go into the theater of war and kill, defend themselves. And all in the name of our country. These are the bad guys that we're going after. You must get the bad guys. But then we have to do it politely. Can't do anything to offend. Okay?
Yeah.
So I want you to go out there and kill these guys, but you have to do it politely.
Well,
so
now that go ahead. Keep going.
I'm trying to get you to do is think about the mindset as a soldier, as a Marine, that you have to be in when you're out in the middle of nowhere and you are hunting down or being hunted down and it's you or them.
Okay, so maybe...
And then how do you take yourself out of that mindset?
Okay, you've killed them already, though, so why are you going to pee on them?
Again,
now
the mindset.
Okay, let's go back to World War II.
It's not a switch. You just don't turn it on and off.
I understand. Let me go back to World War II for a moment, okay? I'm going to play devil's advocate for just a second against me. World War II, march to Bataan, Japanese subhuman to the nth degree. The Japanese did unbelievably. I mean, we have the Germans gassing human beings and killing them. With no regard for anything.
Yeah, but
they put bullets in their head because they're Jewish. That's the only reason, the only infraction they have is because they are Jewish. That's it. That's our infraction.
Were they worse than the Taliban and...
The Jews?
No. The Japanese.
The Japanese, as bad, if not worse. And if I had been a soldier, I'm just trying to personalize this.
Right.
If I had been a soldier in World War II... And the Japanese were, and I had been on the march to Bataan, and we did ultimately turn it around, and I had been able to pee on a Jap, I would have done it.
Okay.
Huh?
So?
I'm not
the Japanese that these guys should have done this.
No, they shouldn't have done it.
I mean,
it's stupid.
It's dumb.
Yeah.
But,
really dumb.
I can't put myself in their shoes.
No,
and
I don't want to put myself.
Where mentally they are.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I know my nephew was there, and he went through the, you know, he was in
He was in tough stuff.
He marched into Iraq on the first day.
Yeah. So, and I don't remember, this is, it is not excusable. It is not acceptable. It is, however, understandable.
There you go.
To some people,
right,
that would be a way of perhaps going through this and getting to a point, okay, this is not acceptable, not excusable, but we do understand under the circumstances why or how this might have happened. Now, having said all of that, what do we do? I guess it'd be, what are the questions? 800-510-8255. What's your reaction to this? The last 24 hours, I said, this thing has exploded to probably being the number one issue that most Americans are talking about in one way or another. What can we expect to happen because of it is only part of it. I'm more interested in those of you who have been there, done that, and maybe you have been there, and maybe you have done that, and you didn't get caught. It certainly has happened before, for heaven's sakes. It's just that people weren't dumb enough to use their phones and take a picture of it. 800-510-8255. That's the issue at the moment. This is Good Day at 18 past the hour.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ooh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Home Depot just announced plans to hire 70,000 new employees. Home Depot gonna be like, Home Depot said they're looking for people who are willing to work hard and never be found by a customer.
Crazy.
Never once had anyone help me
at a Home Depot.
Have you had that experience?
Oh, my God. Just looking for nails.
Yeah.
Please, like crying. Someone, where's the nails?
Right. You know? I'll go. I'll show you where they are. I know where they are.
All right. Now I just steal them from here.
The other night on Fox, Senator John McCain said to Sean Hannity that choosing Sarah Palin was still the best decision I ever made. Well, that's got to make his wife feel pretty special. Sure. Marrying you was good, but picking an inexperienced, underprepared, not very bright governor. Oh, that's my best.
We all need a few laughs, and this is the place where we stick those laughs every day, mostly the late-night shows and the fun Conan and Jay Leno there. 25 after the hour, Doug Steffen, Mitch McFadden, Jennifer not here. Should be around sooner or later. We're talking about the military circumstances we find ourselves in. This is the reason, if you're just joining us, the Marine Taliban video of the Marines, four of them, urinating on a couple of dead Taliban soldiers. This is why the world hates America. If we get into situations like this, and frankly, we have no business being in Afghanistan anymore because the bad guys that we were going after that we should have gotten. When George Bush went to Afghanistan,
they're all in Pakistan now.
And yeah, they're all in Pakistan, or they're even further east. Further west than that, Richie. We fall for this foolishness from the militarists, and the only war that made any sense after September 11th was going into Afghanistan and getting those bastards who were there. We did a half apple job of it. And then we went to fight George Bush's war in Iraq to show that he had a bigger hoo-hoo than his daddy or whatever the hell the reason was for us going there. You can tell this really annoys me because we have no business being. You're never, ever going to get the Taliban. And you certainly aren't going to get them as long as many people in America and elsewhere around the world use drugs, because this is where the drugs come from. And this is how the Taliban has its money. And this is what we're fighting against. What are we fighting as the Taliban for? We have no stake in Afghanistan now. Let the Afghanistanis shoot themselves. Let them blow up themselves. Let them do whatever they want to. We don't have... Hamid Karzai is the biggest crook in the world, as crooked as the Middle Eastern despots who are there. He's got money drained out away from his family's drained money from you and me.
And they don't have enough money to be anything dangerous. Here's the problem, though.
Right, they don't. You're right about that. Really.
They don't. I mean,
they're not dangerous. They're not a danger to the world.
Well,
they don't have nuclear. Iran is the
right,
problem.
Iran.
And we are over
Pakistan.
There throwing rocks at these people.
But here's the problem, though, is that it's such a desolate area that they have these training camps, and you need to go in and bust up these training camps every now and then.
Yeah. But we don't have
you
to have all
let
of
them
our
build. And
we need to, if we're going to bust them up and we're going to do it in the name of international protection, you send those drones over and you blow them up with that, and you get the men and women out of there. We have no business putting American lives at risk in Afghanistan, period. End of story. And if there's no other reason... All right, I'm stopping now.
Settle down.
Well, I was about to make a political statement, and I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
But
good.
It's just a really... It's so foolish, and people say, well, it's easy for you to sit here and say that. It's not necessarily, or maybe it is. How smart do you have to be to know that we have no stake in Afghanistan, have no reason for being there? We need to be out of there. There is no reason for one American man or woman to put his or her life at risk for these cretins. Why? They don't. Look at the reaction. They hate us. So why are we doing this? Part of the question. 28 past the hour.
Wow.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. This year, many major cities will host winter events. So take the opportunity to look for off-season deals associated with these experiences. Winter in Los Angeles isn't always 76 degrees and sunny, but there are plenty of events to attract visitors. Dine LA is one of the largest restaurant weeks in the country, with three-course meals starting from just $16 a person. LA's Discover the Arts program gets you up to half off some of the largest cultural venues in the city. During the Santa Barbara Film Festival, restaurants are rolling out film and feast packages with priced fixed menus, and local hotels are discounting for the event. And of course, there's New York City's Winter Restaurant Week from late January through early February. And if you visit nycgo.com, you'll see a deal that knocks $75 off hotel bookings at the same time. But your best bet is to call by phone and ask a human being what deals they have that may be in conjunction with one of these local events. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I must have hit a mogul straight on. Every time I went over, my leg broke. Even though it was New Year's Day, MedJet Assist was able to take care of everything.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
Lowe's is giving you more ways to save this winter. Now get 10% off all major appliances priced $397 or more. And update your flooring with free Stainmaster carpet installation with the purchase of any Stainmaster carpet and pad. Plus, save even more this month when you choose 18-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Hurry into Lowe's for these and other great values every day. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 1-16-12. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offers.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home.
Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
So much war, so much discontent, malcontent, disconnect, all these things. The Marine Taliban video that shows several Marines urinating on dead Taliban soldiers become a big hotspot in conversation around the country. We ought to have, I think, take our turn, if you will, have a moment or two or three to get some strong feelings about this one way or the other. Help yourself. Richie and I have expressed ourselves. Now it's time for you to tell us what you think. 800-510-8255, because this is part of our job here, to take your pulse on things like this. And we'll kind of go in the order in which the callers came in. So, Bob, you're first in Memphis. You're a former Marine, I understand?
Yes, I'm an honorably discharged Marine, and there's no justification for what these guys did. But with that said, I will agree with everything Richie said about what happens to men when they are in a combat situation. But I will also vote for you if you want to go to South Carolina, Doug, after that speech you made about our presence in Afghanistan. But, you know, the guys were wrong. They're going to face the one thing no Marine wants to face, and that's a dishonorable discharge.
Yeah.
But I keep thinking of the old Indian proverb, don't criticize a man until you walk a mile in his moccasins.
Exactly. Can't do it. Cannot do it. Yep.
That's
you're right.
That's all I had to say. I appreciate your program.
Appreciate your calling, listening to KWAM. Glenda's in Alabama, I think. Are you in Alabama?
Yeah, I'm in Alabama.
All right. So you're on the air now, ma'am. Go ahead, please.
Okay. I think that it was a terrible thing that they did. I've got a brother that's working over there, and he's trying to take care of his family. He's with contractors. He stepped outside of, he was talking to a woman in his office one day. She stepped outside, and somebody shot her. Now, I'm told that he is very safe over there. Can't be very safe if the bullets are getting in through whatever barriers they've got. And now I think this makes those contractors more vulnerable to the enemy. I think they're going to get their revenge regardless.
Mm-hmm.
They don't
All right.
care who they take out.
Got it. Thank you for your call. Ron is in Wisconsin. You're on the air now. Ron, please go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Doug. I'm retired from the service, and I also spent some time in the Marine Corps. I totally understand the reason for the Marines' actions does not justify it, of course, but just out of, you know, pure pent-up frustration. Mm-hmm. The Taliban aren't wearing uniforms. They're not always easy to spot. It's very difficult to fight in that. I did a few tours in Iraq myself. But as far as desecration goes, you know, if we go back to, you know, back in the days of, you know, Custer and the 7th Cavalry, I mean, you know, we were...
What were we doing to the Indians? Yeah.
Well, right. We were scalping them there. Yeah. And, in World War II, one of the favorite things that the Japanese used to do to the Marines in the Pacific is they would cut off their genitals and then, you know, jam them in their mouths. And so they would be found that way as a way to demoralize.
That's why I said
the,
if I'd have been in that march to Bataan and we'd have won and I had a chance, I might have done the same thing to a Japanese soldier. It's just that's – but, again – it is very hard to justify. We understand it. The bigger question is why are we there and why are these men put in this position in the first place? That's one of the questions anyway, one of the many. Thank you for expressing yourself and calling us. 800-510-8255, Darren in Fairbanks, Alaska. Please go ahead, sir. You're now on Good Day.
Yeah, Doug, thank you. Hey, sure. I find it's... humorous just that we're so quick to judge what these guys have done and why they've done it. We don't know if they've had comrades of their own that have maybe been shot or killed that were desecrated in some way, because we know that these people strip bodies and then they do horrendous things to them.
We present ourselves as being better than that, Darren. Whether we are or we aren't, we present ourselves that way.
I don't disagree with that, but I don't know. I just we shouldn't be quick to judge like that.
Well, I don't think. Sure. Do you think we're being quick to judge?
On some levels, yeah, I think we are.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
And Darren brings up a good point.
Frank, hold on a second. Go ahead, Richard.
Darren brings up a good point in that we try to make it so that we don't desecrate their bodies, so that we have more respect, so that they don't do the same things to our dead soldiers, even though we know that they're going to. They don't care if we treat their dead bodies with
respect.
We're
talking about people who have a completely different mindset about what it is to be human.
Yeah, but
these people are not from the same place that we are, and therefore we're expected to be better. Go ahead, Richie.
No, that's it. We're expected to be better.
We are expected to be better, whether we are or we are. We're human beings, and natural instincts take over sometimes.
They do.
To the point of boys will be boys.
Yeah.
800, imagine...
War is hell, Doug Steffen.
Abu Ghraib, when that woman was involved, imagine if there were women involved in this. Hey, that's a whole different thing to imagine, actually. 800-510-8255. Frank's in L.A. listening to CRN. Go ahead, Frank. You're on the Good Day program. Thanks for your call.
I'm a little bit bothered by this rationalization that this Marine Corps machismo is okay. And I'm even more bothered by the fact that these people might be returning to the United States at some point in time and doing this stuff here at home.
Well, what is the likelihood of they, unless they were in a police uniform or in some circumstances, I don't know how they would be put in the same position here, but it is troublesome that they thought it was okay to do it over there. Rogers in Evansville, Indiana. Go ahead, sir. You're next on Good Day.
Yeah, my dad's a World War II veteran, and I just, what if it was Hitler that they did it to? Would anybody have cared?
No. That, you see, going back to what I said about the Japanese, in that circumstance, Hitler deserved a lot worse than somebody peeing on him, whether he was dead or alive. But that's then, and this is now. We have technology to deal with. You have public opinion to be dealt with. You have a news media that's 30.
And you have cell phones that can tape everything.
Right. It's a whole different set of circumstances. Right or wrong, you know what? When you get down to brass tacks here, we're not even talking about whether it's right or wrong. We're talking about what people think about this now. The public opinion, based on the way we want ourselves to be treated, and that isn't the way other people think. That's one of the lessons here. These people do not think the way we do. They have a different set of standards and mores. They just don't have the same thing. They're not moved by the same things emotionally. They don't have the same ties to feelings, certain feelings that we do. And so it's understanding that you said to the screener that they started it. I don't know what that means. What did you mean by that statement?
I'm just saying, you know, when there's a war, you know, well, I guess maybe better would just be to say on your drug point, is that won't we just bring our troops home and protect our borders and have a policy of isolationism?
Well,
and
that would be an isolationist,
allies,
but we have no business.
We're going to use our drones and just pound you.
Right. I mean, there's no business that you can come up with. And this is one of the reasons, that's why I said I'm just on the edge of saying something that has a political connection to it, and I'm not. And maybe you can feel in the sense of my voice what I'm feeling and thinking. Jackie is in Tennessee. Hi, welcome to Good Day.
Morning.
Hi, sir.
I'm not military, and like I told your call screener, my father was World War II, and he told me things that I care not to even bring up that went on. And I sat and watched the TV, and I see the Taliban and those folks dragging our dead soldiers down the street, chopping them, and just whatever. Yeah. And all I can say is we're not in that position. I figure you're there, your best friend's over here to your right, and your other friend's to your left, fellow soldiers, fellow Americans. You see bullets go flying through them, and then you go grab the bad guy that done it, and then that's in the heat of the moment. It's like...
Right.
When I was growing up, if somebody jumped on one of my best friends at school and beat him up, I wanted to go get a hold of that guy. In a few cases, I did.
Yeah.
So I think what they do over there is what they need to do to keep their mindset. Maybe they've done it to keep from cracking. I mean, I don't know. But I think it needs to be left alone. It happened over there. Leave it over there.
It ain't going
to
happen. That may be the right way and what you would wish, but unfortunately, in this era of instant communication, that isn't the reality.
You know,
thank you.
I never asked my nephew what happened after... His best friend died right next to him when a roadside bomb went off and killed him, and my nephew got shrapnel in his arms.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what your head is thinking when you see your best friend there.
Position that you and I hope that we never have ourselves or anybody we care about in.
Yeah.
Paul's in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. You're next on Good Day. Hi, Paul.
Good morning. How are you guys?
I think we're all right. We're involved in a serious conversation. What's your side of this?
Well, I agree with you completely. I don't think we have any business in those areas. I don't condone what they did. But I also think, I don't really think it matters what we do. We've made some very stupid political moves and some things that would definitely tick people in other areas off. But their religion also pretty much pits them against us. You know, we like to say that it's radical Islam, but if you've ever read any of the Quran, for example, Shura, Chapter 8, verse 12, it said, speaking of the infidel, it says, strife off their fingertips. If they still don't convert, strife off above their necks. And that is not just one verse. That's very, very many verses like that.
I'm not 100% sure that there are a lot of Taliban who are deeply committed to Islam. I think more of the Taliban are deeply committed to all the money they're making selling drugs. But I understand in general how you're thinking, sir. Thanks. Colleen is in Dallas. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Colleen? Yes, you're on the air. Hi.
Oh, yes, sir. I was, I thought I'd talk to somebody.
Well, you, we found you and you found us, so
welcome.
What's on your mind? Welcome.
Well, yes, sir. I think that the American people need to see these types of videos because military represents, we send our military over there and they are representatives of us. We spend our tax money to support this military, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
We do, even if we don't want to. We are,
correct.
The money is extrapolated from you and me without our saying yes or no. We are told we have to pay X number of dollars in taxes, and a certain percentage of that goes to the so-called Defense Department. These people are not defending us against anything. But anyway, that's
all right.
My,
I know these guys are not trained to do these types of things.
Not trained to pee on the people they just killed?
Right.
Right, that's probably true.
I do understand the stress.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. There's lots of times I'd like to do a few things myself, but I refrain.
Are you from a military family, or have you been in the military yourself?
I have every generation of my family since the 1870s has served in the military of the United States.
Yep.
Myself, I have not, but I have a nephew in there right now.
Mm-hmm. And you wish you weren't there?
Oh, I think it's all a gross misunderstanding, gross thing.
Yeah.
Because if you check on YouTube, you will find a Geraldo video. And you will also find that our military is being used to guard those opium fields, and they are harvested through all that. And they said that they would take care of it once the drugs hit the United States.
Now, I don't want to make too much of this, but to focus on what you just said a minute ago, I have seen and or heard of the same video that you're talking about, the Geraldo thing.
Mm-hmm.
What I was told when I asked the question, the same question you just brought up, is that these were not our military. They were men working for the private contractors in military garb.
Really?
That's
so
what
the thing about it is, what you're saying is, they are imitating.
Well, I want to know, frankly,
the next question. If you look at a Congress thing, they are hiring these militias.
Right, they are militia. They're men for hire, guns for hire. And I talked to, when I flew back to Los Angeles last weekend, I sat next to a guy who is the chief recruiter for Blackstone or whatever they are. What's the name of the company, Richie?
It used to be Blackwater. I think it's XC's or something like that.
Whatever they are now.
He has many names right now.
This is the chief recruiter. He's hired in this past year 1,000 men who've come out of the military. He spends every day of his life on an airplane going to some other town to interview somebody.
Yeah,
put him to work for $100,000 a year to do the same thing that our soldiers get paid $30,000 a year for. They take orders in a different way, in a manner of speaking. But they're doing what you have just suggested. They are protecting the town. They are for hire. They'll protect anybody under any circumstance as long as they get paid. So they're protecting.
All right, I got
the
another
town.
One
craziness.
For you. I got another one for you, sir.
Make it fast.
What if you look at Eric Prinz going to United Emirates the year the fall before they started hitting Egypt and Libya and all that? They have kept this whole thing stirred up.
Yeah.
That's what these people do.
That's what they get paid for. All right, man. Thanks for your points.
All right, so
that's
very
interesting.
I just watched this Geraldo thing.
Yeah.
Bottom line is the reason that they protect the opium fields is because it's their only source of income for the farmers. So they're protecting the farmers.
Yeah, that
from
makes what kind of sense?
Yeah.
Why don't we, if we had any brains, we have all of these missions, this outreach, this the way that we give money to these countries. We, in plenty of circumstances around the world, I've been to
That's
Africa.
What they're trying to do.
Listen to this, though. Let me, now you've hit a nerve with me, one of many. Listen to this. We spend hundreds of millions of dollars a year going around to various countries in the world trying to help people. We hire, we contract NGO, non-governmental organizations, to teach people how to farm. So why are we giving them money to protect their opium fields when we ought to be able to teach them how to farm things that will keep their population in food?
They are.
No.
That's one of the things. Now, how quickly that can happen? Whole new talk.
All right, let's take one more call on this, then we're going to move on. Keith in Hartsville, South Carolina, your answer in the last call.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm frustrated.
Like I was saying, you said they were private contractors.
Yes.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't blame them for what they've done, because I think the other country would do the same if it was a dead American soldier or anybody.
That's not the point. The point, maybe they might have, but we're supposed to be better than they are.
We know that. We've seen video of that.
Yeah. All right. I think we've done a good job, frankly, if I do say so myself, of getting lots of different opinions on this and thoughts, and thank you for that very frustrating circumstance, and probably not the last time it'll be discussed, but good open conversation is healthy. It's 10 before the hour on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it? Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampAd.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAd.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
After the hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Rich in conversation, Rich and Rich, because Rich McFadden is here, so
yes.
We're rich with ideas and thoughts and concerns, and you can always help yourself to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Follow us on Facebook. Jennifer's very good at, if you'll pardon Richie and I not getting directly involved in that, we leave that to her because she's very good at if you will, I was about to say intercourse.
Yeah.
She's very good at verbal. There's
verbal
no way I'm
going to
dig myself out of this. And verbal exchanging. How's that? Anyway, good thing she's not here to listen to this. All right. It's time for our open and closed conversation about the mainstream effects of technology. And everybody this week is talking about the CES. So I saw something. One of the people that I trust who was there, said this was the best CES ever by any measure. New product announcements, new advanced feature introductions, business meetings. They said this was really great. The car companies that were there and all their technology. And this is kind of an interesting overview. So let's get a recap of some of the things going on technologically. And I guess Shelley Palmer has a focus not only on the mainstream stuff, but sometimes the nuance of things that not all of us use. But Facebook certainly is something that we're all connected to, and that's where Shelley Palmer starts right after this on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Actually, it's a completely free tip because right now, everything is free at Rent-A-Center through February 4th.
Everything?
Everything.
What about 60-inch plasma TVs?
Free until February 4th.
Living room sets?
Free.
Computers?
Free.
Trip to Hawaii?
Nice try.
Offer requires rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 4th, 2012, and excludes special event rentals. Offer not valid in Alabama, North Carolina, and Ohio. See store for details.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Facebook is rolling out a new feature that lets you listen to a song with any friend. Called Listen with Friends, the feature is available to friends who both listen to music using Spotify and RDO. Over the next few weeks, you'll begin to see the new option in your chat menu. In other news, Amazon released free software that lets Windows users send documents from their computer to their Kindle. In just a click, Send to Kindle lets you share Word documents, PDFs, pictures, and more. You can even save documents straight to your Kindle archive. A Mac version is coming soon. And finally, Target is testing store-within-a-store boutiques, selling exclusive merchandise from other retailers in dozens of locations. Target is also adding 25 prominent Apple displays, potentially expanding the variety of Apple products it currently offers. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Lowe's is giving you more ways to save this winter. Now get 10% off all major appliances priced $397 or more. And update your flooring with free Stainmaster carpet installation with the purchase of any Stainmaster carpet and pad. Plus, save even more this month when you choose 18-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Hurry into Lowe's for these and other great values every day. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 1-16-12. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offer. See store for details.
Each year, weight loss and wellness goals are among the nation's top New Year's resolutions, and nutrition expert Beth Aldridge has some secrets to help.
The key to reaching your wellness goals is to take small steps. First, you need to choose an activity you like to do every day so you stay motivated and don't dread working out.
And just because you're eating better doesn't mean you should sacrifice flavor.
Find healthy foods you actually enjoy. Pack your salads full of delicious vegetables and fruits and use a salad dressing made with simple, good-for-you ingredients.
And look for dressings that use all-natural, simple ingredients with no preservatives.
Marzetti Simply Dressed and new Simply Dressed and Light refrigerated salad dressings are an all-natural option for making any salad or recipe more flavorful. They're made with a minimal number of ingredients like olive oil, canola oil, and sea salt, and have no preservatives, trans fats, MSG, or high fructose corn syrup. And new Simply Dressed and Light offers the added benefits of less fat and calories.
You can find lots of flavorful recipe options at Marzetti.com. I'm Lynn West.
Beside the Consumer Electronics Show this week, the big technology news comes from Washington, where a lawmaker behind a bill to try to combat online piracy says they're going to move ahead. It's The question is, are these companies, Google and Facebook, benefiting from foreign websites stealing our stuff? Stop Online Piracy Act is what it's called. It's before the House now, and they're trying to get federal court injunctions against foreign-based websites that are stealing, counterfeiting American product and costing American companies $100 billion a year. So what's the right end? What's the end outcome here? What's the right one? 'Cause